Okay. All right, let's begin. We're up to, we're still trying to figure out what's going on here. We're up to the paragraph Zuhi, Mashmos HaKosov. Basically, he's talking about the depths of chesed emanating from an understanding of Hashem. That's really the essence of everything, the haskel v'yodeh osi. So he says like this, Zuhi Mashmos HaKosov. This is what? Poskis Mashma. Oilam chesed yibone. What does that mean? Oilam chesed yibone. Hainu. Shekol ho'oilomois ha-tachtoinim vo'eluyoinim im kol ha-koichos ho-ruchnim va-sichlim ha-nivdolim ha-chklulim bohem kulam nivru be-midas ha-chesed. All of the everything, kol eluyomos, the lower world in which we live, the eluyomos ho-eluyoinim im kol ha-koichos, all the powers, all the ruchniestika powers, sichlim, all the intelligence and seichel dicker things,
hanibdolim. It's only one olam. It's
what?
Only one olam. Where does he get?
What's that?
Where does he get all the worlds?
Olam means everything. Olam
means what's the world. No.
No. Shekol olomois.
Yeah. Where does he get?
It's everything. That's, I don't know if that's a kasha. Because olam, it means this or whatever is included in olam. The olam has sub olamos, I guess. I don't know. It's a good question. But it's like sub, it's all part of this one big master olam. Okay. Kulam nivru minis chesed. Everything was created minis chesed. Uvozeh noitzra habriya kula. And with that was formed and created the entire creation. And since Hashem is obligated to be doime, to be like Hashem, to be doisov, all of livroi olomois kimoise, mahu rachum af mahu afator. He's also obligated to build worlds. Wow, what is this?
Yeah. Person?
Hashem, every person. Since we're supposed to be doim Hashem, Hashem created all the olomois, all with chesed. So he's also mechuyav not just to do everything he does with chesed, but to do chesed the way Hashem did chesed. So it's mechuyev to create olamos. How do you do that?
Let's see. Can't
maybe.
Do that, but...
What? Let's see. Maybe he has a formula for creating worlds. Let's see. You never know. Umeato, novin mahakesher shebein chetor shalom harishon lechetor haflova. Now we can understand, which is why he started way back, the kesher between the chet of Adam harishon and when it says hashabonu bnei ha'odom, that's bnei odom harishon, that was kofa b'toiv. Omru chazal, Al posuk vayered Hashem lirois asher bonu bnei ha'odam. Hashem went down to see what did they build. What's this tower that they built? Elo bnei mi. Who do you think they are? What do I have to say? Bnei odam. That they built. Shema bnei chamorim ugmalim. Maybe you'll say they're the sons of donkeys and camels. Elo bnei odam harishoin shekofo es hatoivo. It's the bnei odam harishoin who denied the toivo that Hashem did. He was kofui toivo on a certain level, but Omar, or Isher Shurasati Modi. When he wanted to defend himself, why did he eat from Eitz Hadas? So his defense was, oh, the woman that you gave me. Chava, you gave me this woman, and she's the one who gave it to me. So that's what he said. Af Elu, kofu b'toivo limroid b'misha eshpiyam toivo umaltumin hamavu. He says, that's the connection, because the people who built the Migdal, they also are kofu b'toivo. Hashem saved you from the Mabul. You people continue to live. I guess they were the descendants of the sons of Noach. That they were zeicha to live. Everybody on the whole world was destroyed. And you're kofu b'toivo. And you start, now you're going to go fight against Hashem. You're going to go build this Migdal. He says, it's considered b'nei ha'odom, just like Odom was kofu b'toivo, so to you. Let's see what that means. Ulochayim b'mak kofu b'odom harishon. What was Odom Rishon called for Toiv? What did he do? Aloy lo hoya lo betshuvose el divrei hisnatzlus al chetoi be'etz hadas kidei lahatzil asmo min hamiso. Odom Rishon figured, I'm going to die now because if I eat for the etz hadas, mois tomus. So I'm trying to give an excuse, a teretz why I ate. You know why I ate? Because Chava, I thought she was the smart one, the bina yaseira and everything. She gave it to me. All he was doing is trying to defend himself. And explain why he ate. The kavanah was his kavanah was he had to listen to her. Even Hashem elikim es hatzelo. It says he built the tzela. What's the tzela? That's a rib. Amar Chazal, bino yisela nos lekodesh baruch hu misha yosef v'ish. From that posuk, by even Hashem elikim es hatzela, that posuk when she was created, it says that she was given a greater bina yisela. She has insight he doesn't have. The yofetor no adam is tatzlusoy shemekim shenit no bina yisela v'menu hoyel lachnia l'tzvayav l'shmolah. And he tied it very well. He had a very good tainer. Since she has the Bina Yisera, she has this deeper sense of awareness of what's going on. So of course he should have listened to her. So what did he do? Where was he kofa b'treiva? Ulam.
He wasn't really making an excuse. He really meant that.
He was defending himself.
He was trying to save himself.
He was trying to save himself and defend himself. That's how he defends himself. Listen, she's the Bina Yisera lady. She's the one that has this extra sense of understanding things. She told me to eat it, so you gave me a isha. You gave me isha with Bina Yisera. You told me that she has this Bina Yisera, okay. So now I'm listening to her, and all I'm doing right by saying this is defending myself. I'm not being kofar in your tov that you did for me. Ulam, me divrei hatznatz lusoy, hoisif omar. But from the words of his excusing himself, he added a few words. Asher nosato imodi. Hoisha asher nos. You gave it to me. Hoyadailo loimar hoisha nos noli. What are you rubbing it in? Asher nosato li. Hoisha. Chava. Call it by your name. Chava nos noli. Hoisha nos noli. That's all you need to defend yourself. You didn't have to say hoisha asher nosato imodi. Says Nishma ki ilu lo yorad lo imek harachosay es hatoyve she also ima Hakadosh Baruch Hu zesh rosal es isha leizer kenen. It's mashma that he wasn't yored to the depth of appreciation of harocha doesn't just appreciate, it means of evaluation, the depths of evaluating, of realizing the extent of this toyva that he did, that he gave her isha and eiser kenen. She is tayeya al yodo lishmoat yoisir v'koil Hashem. She's going to help him to understand better the koil Hashem. L'hakir toivosi shel mokim, and to recognize the toiva of Hashem, because she's has a bini yisera. Ella adarabah nichshal al yodo b'zeh shetzayis lehoroso v'ochel eis hadas mikan omu shekofo odvarishon es hatoivo. Now, this, I don't understand what he just said, because he should have just said, "Oisha nosato, Oisha noset nosatoli." Nishma kilo yorad lo imek harchosu hatavishosim. Like he didn't appreciate fully enough what Hashem had given him. He gave him this woman to help him.
Meaning the Bina Yisera is only used to help, not to hurt.
Yeah, no. But he says you should have realized. Look what I gave you. Ulahakir tevosu shalmokim. That I understand. She could have helped you, and you, she could help you recognize Hashem, and she has the Bina Yisera, and you said Hashem asata imodi. You expressed like some zilzul, some lack of appreciation on a dakistical level of what I gave you. But this last line I can't forget. Ela adarav nichshal al yodo v'zeh shetzayis lehirosa. Adarav, you were nichshal through her, this that you listened to her, what she told you.
And you should have recognized that I gave this Bina Yisera to her to help you serve Hashem. And instead, you recognize
who said he didn't recognize it though.
Well, those words indicate that he was that you, it's your fault. Like,
no, he recognized it.
You gave it, and she messed me up.
No, he's not saying that there was none of that. It was just she also did this. Not that she didn't help him recognize Hashem.
He's saying the opposite. You got it totally backwards. Like instead of recognizing that you have this Bina Yisera to help you serve Hashem, you thought it was, you used it as an excuse to why it hurt you. Like,
so what's the
what's the Ella Adarabba saying? Who's saying that?
I'm saying who's saying that's the Taina. That's the Taina.
Hashem's saying,
yeah. Yeah. You Adam, you not only you didn't recognize the good that I gave her for, other Abba, what did you do? You were nichshal al yodo. So
with the fact that she had the Bina Yisera, like that's supposed to be to help you.
Well, the mice, it's true though.
Oh, he's saying the system. No, he misunderstood the system.
So what was it? Where was she?
Only one. Her beauty is here when it's for her.
Could you do me a favor? Could you identify the Kriyas Teva? What was, if you had to identify the Kriyas Teva, what is?
Why is he Madi? What does Madi mean different? I don't
know. What? What
does exactly?
It mean? That you gave her.
It sounds like what does Madi mean? Sounds like the fact that he said
no, saying that you gave it to you, like it's your fault.
I thought at the beginning the shot was, if you're kofer toiv, you don't blame me for giving it to you.
No, he doesn't say that that wasn't true. She was nechshalim, like it seemed to have been. He could have had a b'cheshben. That's not the part that, that's not the part that he's saying was the kofer toiv that. You listen to her. It's the fact that when you're saying it over, you're gonna
That's how he was kofa betayv, because he was nichshal instead of realizing, instead of growing.
Didn't she?
You were nichshal. Says not because I said shirashin asatui modi.
Right. Well.
No, it sounds like that. That's just those words for, are saying that you gave her to me. Meaning, what did it mean? What does it mean? He's saying like it's your fault because you gave her this Bini Yisrael. I'm supposed to listen to her, so that's why I listened to her. Like that's you say that's Kafei Toba because should have appreciated. This, yeah, you should have appreciated Bini Yisrael as the help of Shabbat Shabbat. And you are using it to say that it hurt you.
Because that's only do with him saying
that. That's not what he's saying. He's saying something else. He's saying something. I think I see what he's saying. It's a little bit different. Look what he's saying. He says, you added the words, yeah? You added the words, Asher Asato Imodi. So it doesn't mean just because you said you gave it to me. So it's like his result. Well, let me just think. I think what he says is, Oya Dai Loimar, Oisha Asato, you don't have to say Asato. She gave, the woman gave it to me. Instead, he said, the woman that you gave it to me. Right. So I thought that was an avlastam. You say, hey, I gave you something to help you, and you throw it in my face. But no, but he seems to say something else. You didn't appreciate the full chesed Hashem. Because the full chesed Hashem was that I gave you her only to help you. And if you used her, the Bina Yisera, in a way that was not to help you, that means you didn't fully appreciate the gift that I gave you. That's a very sophisticated lack of appreciation. In other words, had you fully appreciated that I gave you this woman with Habina Yisera to help you, then you wouldn't have listened to her for a bad thing. No. Let me try to explain it. Yeah. The pshat is like this. If I say, what did I do? I took that because I'm telling you, because of her, I listened to her. So now, if I would have fully appreciated the Chesed Hashem and Bina Yaseva, I couldn't listen to her. How could I? Because listening to her means that I didn't fully appreciate that what Hashem gave me was all chesed. Because how could it be if Hashem gave us all chesed that you are now listening to her to do an aveira? It must be you didn't fully appreciate that. I saw Hashem gave me a wad.
He didn't think it was an aveira.
Let me repeat it three times. That's what I mean when I say, let me have a chance, okay? So again, no, there's a very deep thing over there. I think this is what it is. Because I knew this from before, and I remember it's just not the body. Yeah, you shouldn't have said those words. But the Altus Teaching of what's wrong with those words? He says, because you are saying that the woman that gave me, Bina Yisera, the woman you gave me, with the Bina Yisera, I listened to her. What's wrong with that? Not the use of the word Asher Asate Imodi, but it's something else.
You gave me something that's capable of
You gave it to me, and I listened to the Bina Yisera. What? If you would have appreciated the chesed that I did for you by giving her to you, you couldn't have listened to her with all the Bina Yisrael. Well, listen. Because if I'm listen, if the Bina Yisera is going to lead me to do an Aveira, then what you gave me was not called Kulei Chesed. This wasn't complete Chesed. Bina Yisera was complete Chesed. Had you realized that the Bina Yisera was the ultimate Chesed, only called Kulei Chesed, that if the Bina Yisera told you to do something that you shouldn't do, you said, no, this can't be. It can't be a product of the Bina Yisera, because the Bina Yisera was only given for Chesed. So this can't be a product.
Not that she didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, she may have done.
What about Effie said before? What about Effie said? Maybe he didn't. Maybe he really appreciated it, but he made a mischeshvin. Not as a
kofar. Then it wouldn't be a kofar satori.
No,
that's not a lack of a kofar satori. But Chazal say this is a kofar satori. Chazal say it was a lack of a kofar satori. If Chazal says it's a lack of a kofar satori, that's all it is. That's what it has to be.
Meaning must be that the only way that Lenin could listen to her was a kofoy tol, not a mistake.
It's a shtick genius over here. You see the way the Alta takes everything exactly as Chazal said. Chazal said the Ablo was a korsat. Okay? Now, if you come and say, hey, I'm defending myself, so he says, that's not a chason of a korsat, if you're just defending yourself. So he says, no, because he said, Ashenasatu modi. So I thought, I'll tell you, my thought process was very bad. I thought, oh, she said the words Ashenasate Modi. So the Alta's coming up with this cute trick that they used in Slabotka and said, oh, it's the words. It's just the choice of words. And Mamela, that's the, you know.
it's not just the words.
No, wait. No, it's not. That's something I was thinking to myself. Oh, the choice of words. That's all it is. How do you know that's the, it's so hard to know that that's the emotional. I'll give you an example. The it says that because Yosef said Kim Zachartaniel Paravitzisalim Abayas Hazer, then he had to stay 2 more years in the base Soar. So everybody discusses why he had to stay there. Rabbi Saul Salanta says because he wasn't supposed to do Ishtablus at all. Chazanish says it was Ishtablus of Meyuish. Different approaches. So my one of my kids, my daughter, when she was young, so she says, no, because he said those words. Paroi will take me out of the house. Paroi can't do nothing. And my father would have to have been there. He said, oh, the Alta would have kissed you if you would have heard such a thing. But there is such a thing, that the language. But how do you know that? You see, that language is not so mukhrach that that's the tefillah, because the Chazanish said the tefillah was something else. Rabbi Saul Salanta said the tefillah was something else. So it could, well, 1 second. It could be. Who? Oh, good. It's about time. Yeah. So it could be that that's the Lashon. It could be that Lashon is the tefillah. Could be not. How do you know? But over here, he's not saying that. He's saying something much deeper. He's saying, Odom Arishin gave a hisnatzlus. He said, I did it because she told me to, and she has been a Yisera. Odom, when you say Oisha Shasatui Modi, then you're saying that, and Shasatui, well, you gave me her to help me. You gave me this woman to help me. That means you didn't appreciate the extent of the chesed I did. Because if you would have appreciated that what I do is kol kulei chesed, there is no element of anything else. There's no room for a michshol in what I do. And therefore, if it's the Isha that has the Bina Yisera, which was the gift to you and she told you to do it, you would not have done it. Because you say, can't be that the Bina Yisera is being used for not chesed, because Bina Yisera is the gift that he gave me. So the fact that you did it, that's the clear story.
Why is it not the same?
What?
Yeah, the, right. Would be the
no,
same
no, 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 no. Isha said, no, you're not.
Even
Nusra,
no.
Even Nusra, you're not the same. No. Aisha, no. Aisha
said,
no, listen.
It was the action of listening to her word.
Right, exactly. Nothing to do with what he said.
Okay. Good question. But I think the answer is as follows. I think the answer is like this. If you would have said, Aisha, no, Snowy. Okay, I listened to her. That's all. Ashenasata imodi refers to the fact that you did chesed for me. But nasata imodi means, look, you gave me an issue with being a seira. That's what he's saying. He's not saying, oh, no, sati imodi. See, the issue that you gave me being a seira, which is the full, which was such a chesed, That's what got me to do it. So Zok the Alter, that what Chazal mean, he was kofa b'teva, because if he would have appreciated the pure and total extent of Hashem's chesed, then he never could have blamed it on the Bina Yaseira.
You're saying he realized it was a chesed,
yeah,
but he thought that Hashem's chesed wasn't full and Hashem would have
given I wouldn't say he thought. Had he realized the full total depth of Hashem chesed, that they cannot come out from it anything bad. It can't be. That's a little bit interesting.
No, because it doesn't sound like some chodesh thing. Like, if you'd ask any kid, does Hashem do bad stuff? Is Hashem full of chesed? You'd say, yeah. No. You wouldn't think there's any shemitz what Hashem does for you that's not chesed.
No.
Except. Adam thought that there was some small part of Hashem's chesed that wasn't complete. That's very hard to hear.
But let's now put yourself in Adam's shoes. You have
he's much greater than me.
No.
I wouldn't think Hashem, I may not understand it, I may not appreciate it, but I wouldn't think,
let's say Hashem was misaking you with a wonderful Rebbe, a Rebbe that knows so much, theoretical, knows so much, and he's able to guide, and he has insight, and he has connections, and he knows everything. It's just this Bina, Chochma, Bina, Vadas, he has everything. Now he tells you to do something wrong. So of course, you know that you're not supposed to listen, right? Just like a parent tells you to be Machal Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen. Same thing anyone else, you know, Hashem Sosek Mishmor, Ani Hashem, right? Fine. But if you do listen, what happens? What really happens is you didn't fully appreciate the gift that Hashem gave you. Because if you would have fully appreciated the gift that he gave you, you would say, Hashem's chesed, there can't be anything bad coming out of it. Therefore, if he's telling me to do this, I can't possibly do it. I can't possibly do it. Why? Because if I listen to him, that means that the chesed that Hashem gave me is not a real chesed.
But I could also say that Hashem would never give me such a chesed that would set me up to do an avera. So it must be
no.
Where does that ever end?
What? No.
Where does that ever end?
He would never give me a chesed to set me up.
Yes, I'm saying. So same thing. No, because you knew
Hashem. You knew you weren't supposed to do it. You knew you weren't supposed to do it.
That's the part I'm saying. So then, how does
if he knows it's a violation? What's the difference?
How's he sold everybody
that? It doesn't make the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Because if he knows that it's not allowed, it's black and white. He knows not to do it. It doesn't matter. It
has to be the word.
And if he wants to call,
no, he thought that the Bini is Seir. He was being Menasseh. He was doing his nasos. He thought
so
the
Bina,
one second. He thought the Bina is good. He thought the Bina Yaseiro was therefore
was overriding what he
thought. That's right.
So then what's the problem? What do you do?
The problem is that had you appreciated the Chesed Hashem that he gave her the Bina Yaseiro and he gave you a rule with Bina Yaseiro, then you would have known that can't be.
It can't override.
It can't be that this is telling me to do something bad.
But isn't it black and white?
No, nothing's black and white.
Well, why isn't it black and white that she's saying opposite what was commanded?
Yes, she is.
So then it's black and white. So what's
No. So you have two options. So let's think for a moment. Let's play it out. This is a very important point. This is very, very, very important. There's two options. She's telling me to do something wrong. She was a gift from Hashem with a Bina Yaseiro. Okay, now. What should I do? Should I listen or shouldn't I listen? Okay, so Mitzad Echod, she has to be the Yaseira, and she knows. So Mistama, I'm supposed to listen. Okay.
Even though it's the polar opposite of what was said.
Yeah.
So.
However, I know that I'm really, Be'etzem Hashem told me not to do this. So now I have to say, Hashem told me not to do this now. But she has been the Yaseira, so I'm going to listen to her. Let's see what happens. If Hashem told you not to do it, and the Bina Yaseira is telling you, well, because of the Bina Yaseira, I think it must be to do it. That cheshbon is flawed. You know why? Because if you truly appreciated the purity and the totality of Hashem's chesed, then you would say, you know something? He told me not to do it, but he gave her Bina Yaseira. The stomach, she knows more. Therefore, pashtus, I should do it. But if I do it, what I'm doing is I'm lacking in the appreciation, not the thank you Hashem, but the appreciation, the recognition of the chesed. Because if I truly recognize that chesed, that would tell me, I know it could be she's telling me to do an Aveira. It just can't be, because it is an Aveira, and it's a very fine Shiddur. What? What?
What? What?
No, because without the Sati Modi, so it has nothing to do with the special gift. The Sati Modi
is the Modi, you see more Ikra than the Sato. The Modi saying is that you give me assistance to stand upon. I thought it overrode what you told me.
I would
say, give a systemic problem.
No, I would say both together. Osata and Modi go together. I don't know. I don't know about that. It's
well, he's saying basically, I thought that this could override the original thing.
That's right.
So but that you know Modi is the real Ikrasata. Because no, you're saying,
no, but he's saying like this. Listen, you gave me a gift. If I say, excuse me, let's go slowly. Every little paragraph takes forever here. it's not your fault, it's his fault. Anyway, but Alta, every thought is so So I think the pshat is like this. It says like this. Hashem Asatu Modi means you, Hashem, you gave me a special gift. Because if it's Ho'isha Nos Noli, it doesn't refer to the gift. It doesn't refer to the thing that Hashem gave. It's not true. Does not refer to anything that Hashem gave me.
I'm just saying that she gave me the fruit. She gave it to me.
No, that's nothing.
No, that would be fine.
Yeah, why is that fine? I'm supposed to agree.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me when you're agreeing and when you're not agreeing? So I'll know whether to argue with you or not. Yeah, so wait a second. So I say again. But that's not what he's saying. He says, Hashem Osati Modi. That means that he's saying the gift that you gave me. The Odom's histasis was the gift that you gave me was the cause of the chet. Okay. And saying that, the Alta learns, not that that's not nice to say the gift that you gave me was the cause of the chet. Because if that's the histasis, then I should say it. The gift you gave me is the cause of the chet. What can I do? That's the fact. I'm defending myself. It's the gift you gave me. In other words, in a sense, it's your fault. One second. No! No, one second. The gift you gave me is the reason that I sinned. That's not Shana the Kora Saptoiv. That's it. Maybe it's not respectful. Maybe you shouldn't say the gift you gave me. But that's not the Chazal say it's a Kora Saptoiv. It's not disrespect to Hashem. It's lack of hakoras ha-toiv means lack of recognizing the toivo. What does that mean? So if you said the gift that you gave me, so what he's saying is like this: you gave me a gift to help me. Of course, Hashem gives a gift; it's chesed, olam chesed yibone, and that gift is what led me to go against what you want. So Hashem, so Chazal saw in that they said as follows: Odom, if you would have appreciated the extent of Hashem's toivo. That when he does a toiva, it's called kuloi toiva. It cannot be, it cannot come out to tell you something against Hashem. Then you would have known that you're not supposed to listen to her because it can't be that the gift Hashem gave me is going to bring bad. But you didn't know that, which means you didn't fully mock her. You didn't mock the toiva, you didn't mock the purity, the totality, the inevitability, the impossibility of anything bad to come out of the thing that Hashem does. This is such a revolution in thinking because people, Hashem does teva, but there's a lot of things that he does that we think are not such teva. You know, a lot of things happens all the time. I hear it all the time. But the reality is that's a lack of hakoras ha-toiv. Because if Hashem gives us something, he gave us life. And if we think that he gave us life, but the gift of life comes with good and bad, then you don't appreciate the gift of life. I mean, of course, this is on other religious level. I don't know if we're going to be nitva for this, but it's something that we have to strive for. You have to appreciate the gifts of Hashem, that they are complete and total toiva. And if not, a person who complains about suffering, I think this is what it would seem on the highest level, a person who complains about suffering, what he's really saying is, I appreciate what you gave me, but you know something? It caused me suffering. So we could say to such a person, if he was on that level, say, you know something? That's a chesaron of hakoras ha-toiv. Because if you appreciated what Hashem gave you, you would know that there can't be anything bad in it. There's a pasuk the Alta probably reads it to lo yagur choro. In the mechitzos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no ra. It can't be. So if you are interpreting that this is Ra, then that this tells you to do something wrong, or it's Ra, whatever it is, then you're not appreciating the fullness of Hashem's Toiva. Hakoras HaToiv means to recognize that Hashem's HaTova is ultimate, complete, total, and has not the slightest aspect nor indirect cause of anything.
Can you explain how Chazal knew that it was a curse of Tovus from Imadi? I mean, the fact that he said Imadi means that he's
referring to, that's right. That's right.
He's saying the chesed you did for me.
He's referring to that chesed. No, Chazal. Had Chazal,
the fact that he say, Chazal,
no,
Chazal.
No, wait. So Chazal, maybe.
Because the other washing doesn't know.
Maybe what?
He's saying that you gave it to me. That's the
point. Maybe from the that you gave it. Maybe for the fact
that that's not what they're saying. That was just no. It's all the Jesus kid. I don't know. So
Migdal Asher Bonu Bnei Hod. So it says, who? What does he have to say? Bnei Hod. Gamal. Gamalim. Is it traced to Adam Rishon? Why did it trace to Adam Rishon?
You don't say Rishon.
But how do they know? How does Chazal know that this was the incident that Adam Rishon
heard about? Maybe he's saying that this was would be fine.
Maybe they understood there can't be anything else that the two have.
Adam wasn't fighting against Hashem. Shouldn't be fine either.
And they're fighting against Hashem.
The same thing as the
kid. Can't be the fight against Hashem. So what could they
have? How did he know it was a Simpson?
No, so I'm saying there's nothing.
Do you find it to be coffee toy?
What? What else could they have inherited?
No, I'm saying there's nothing else that Adam did wrong.
That's right. Nothing wrong. There's nothing that would be. That would be give birth to what they do.
So he says
they did something of fighting against Hashem.
How do they know this?
Because there was nothing else that they
did. No, I understand.
No,
how do they know
this incident of Adam Arishon?
No, I'm saying maybe, and I'm suggesting to you, I'm only suggesting that maybe the raya is because of from Bnei Adam, since the Torah, Rizmaram is tracing back the Migdal Bovel to Adam Arishon. So what else do they have in common? They don't have in common fighting against Hashem. Other than fighting against Hashem.
He said,
yeah, what else? Ellen not listening. What?
How did you know this was Kafei Tov? Which? Imad, Hashem Asat Imad.
No, it's because that's the only thing that would parallel what they did.
I understand. But how did he?
No,
and
no,
that's... Parallel, you have to have two...
No. Two, sometimes if we see in the Torah there's a parallel. We figure out the only way there could be a parallel is in the realm of
Akoras. Means you're saying Chazal knew that there is a Akoras HaTov issue by Adam.
I'm saying even if they didn't know, let's say Chazal didn't know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying this. I don't know the answer. I have to think about it. I have to check all the sources. But I'm saying it could be from this alone. It says Asher Bonu Bnei HaOdom. Chazal figured out that it was Kofi Tov. Why? Because what else? And what the Torah is obviously saying is, this sin stems from what Adam Rishon did.
Right.
Adam Rishon did one sin, he ate from the Eitz Hadas.
Oh, okay, fine.
He didn't listen to Hashem. Fine. So what would they do? They were coming to fight Hashem. So the only thing is, not listening to Hashem, that can't be the thing. It doesn't say, I mean, because that's not exactly what they did. They went to fight Hashem. They didn't just not listen to Hashem. They did much worse. How could you blame Adam Rishon? The only thing you can blame Adam Rishon is Adam Rishon. He didn't, if he would have fully appreciated the chesed, he wouldn't have eaten for the Eitz Hadas. So it must be that it was the
Hekoras. That can't be because
I'm blaming
Aishan Asatali would have been okay. It wouldn't have been this problem. We thought, right? Even though he ate for the Eitz Hadas, if he said Aishan Asatali, it would have been fine.
It wouldn't
have been a problem. Kaf we told.
We would,
even though he ate it,
according to what he
wouldn't
said,
have recognized that it's a kaf we told.
Wouldn't have been kaf we told. It's the lashon that he said it. That's mashman the kaf we told.
No.
If you would have just said,
that's what he said. He said
the lusher. It's not fine. Not because. No. It's not. So again, it's a very fine point. It's not because the lusher is kofri toif. It's because the lusher indicates that he must have been kofri toif. No, but listen, how? Look.
And if you would have said, Ishan nasnali, then there would be no
indication. So we wouldn't know.
There wouldn't be any indication.
We wouldn't know. So we wouldn't know.
The problem is that you're indicating.
We wouldn't know.
No, but the problem is that you're indicating.
No, it's not that he indicated. No. That's not what he says. You want to say you're wrong? No. He said.
He should have just said that.
No, but look what he says at the end now. He fears the noise. Wait a second, what did I just do here?
What's my
dialogue?
You would have just said that.
Oh, we read the next page. I knew it could be. Oh, so we did two paragraphs. No, we didn't. We stopped in the middle. No, we did it.
Right,
oh, wow. Hey, we're getting someplace. 8:24. No, but then he says, look what he says. This was the line that bothered us. We learned like you until this line. What does that have to do with the Hakoras HaTorah? He was nichshal.
Possibility?
That's no, he's not saying that. He says he was nichshal. He says, and it says, umikan omru. When they saw that, they said it was
kofatoy. No, because the point is that he was, he's the thing that he's Gufa saying as an excuse, that it's because you part of mentioning that you gave it to me. So what's the part that you gave? You gave to me this one with Bini Yaseira. She's so, mentioning so that indicates, aspect.
Yes, so therefore,
so that's the prop, that thing was actually given to you to help you, and you're using that thing as an excuse to save you, that's a kapui tov.
No, use it as an excuse. It's a legitimate excuse. No, that's not
an excuse.
The altus das
kerem because that thing.
It's a legitimate. A thing I understand. Excuse. Because she had Bini Yaseira. She had been. I gotta go. My next thing. She had been here saying, "I'm listening."
Could you wrap up the idea? Just
yeah. So it's a step further. You see, because he says it. The idea is as follows: the Alta sees Chazal say this was Hakoras HaTorah. Okay, they see from Bnei Odom that this was Hakoras HaTorah. That's the similarity between the two. Kofi Toiv, a lack of appreciation of the Torah. So he says he should have said Isha Nosnali, and then it wouldn't refer to anything about Hashem's Torah. Just that's an excuse. If you he asked me to sum it up, that's a pure excuse. He said Shino Satri Mori. So he's obviously referring to something that he says that you gave her to me. You did a teva for me. So the Alta says, where's the Hakoras HaTorah in that? If I'm coming and telling you that this is the woman you gave me, and she had Bina Yaseva, and I listened to her. So even if I said the woman you gave you, that's not that Hakoras HaTorah because I said it. That's what happened. The woman you gave me did it to me. That's not. Or let's say that's not really a lack of Hakoras HaTorah. Maybe you shouldn't have mentioned it. Maybe, but Hakoras HaTorah is much deeper because if you truly appreciated the extent of the chesed of giving you the Seirah, you never could have made that mistake in the first place. So when you tell me you made the mistake because of the chesed of giving me the issue with Bini Yaseira, that's where you did yourself in. Because if you appreciated the chesed of giving you an issue with Bini Yaseira, you never would have done the aveira. That's what he says. Ela adraba nichshal al yodah vazeh, shetzayis lo herosa. Umikan omru, because he was nichshal. What do you mean? Because he was nichshal, he was nichshal. No! If you are nichshal, that means you didn't appreciate that the isha is bina yaseira is only for good. What to listen? Yeah. Okay. I gotta go to my next thing. I apologize, but a very interesting piece. Okay. I'm sorry, gentlemen, for talking so much, but I just wanted to get it out. I mean, I didn't know when we started, but I think there's a very beautiful thing here.